Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. ProfitPro.us is his website. You can find all of his books there on how to be more profitable, and I encourage you to go there and acquire them and get see what Steve has to say, and he'll be glad to help you. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to be profitable. How does, as you posed in the beginning, how do we achieve business momentum? How do we achieve growth momentum, sales momentum, in a way that doesn't just serves the cash flow, but also extends to the profitability, gets all the way to the bottom line, so that over time, we don't have a capitalization problem. We've got enough retained earnings, and we've built enough capital in the business that we don't have any debt, maybe, or a little less debt, and we've got resources that allow us to capitalize our business in a healthier way. One of the things, though, that a couple of things I want you to talk about is number one, when we deal with our big customers these days, we're often working, we might work for a different person every 6 or 9 months to a year. That's tough to build relationships, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. And then you have to recognize that it's becoming more of a transactional business than a relationship business.
Right.
It used to be in the old days, you'd have a buyer and you could sit and chat and they'd understand what your needs were.
And you might work with the same person for years.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Not like that anymore.
No, because they either get promoted or fired because they're not making their numbers.
One or the other. They move
forward. Yep. And you have to understand what's in it for them. What's in it for the person that you're sitting across the table from or you're dealing with. And quite often it's their management by objectives that says, well, you're going to get an extra 0.2% margin on a particular product line, and that's what they're measured on. They don't care about you as an individual, or you're necessarily about the your business for sustainability, because you can be replaced.
But I'll tell you something else, Steve. In the old days, if a person promised me something that we didn't have in writing, they would be there a year from now, and they'd do what they said. But today, even if the person promising you something that's not in writing, even if they fully intended to do what they said, if they're not there anymore, then you got no record of that. So
that's exactly right.
Unfortunately, today more than ever before, you're going to have to document what you expect from them.
Yeah, good contracts make good relationships, and you hope you can do better than the contract in terms of how you work together, but you've got to at least have that minimum.
That's right. Now, another thing, Steve, is that as we talk about being profitable and how to not take a deal that where we're not making a profit, you know, I worry about some small business owners out there not really knowing what it takes to be profitable. They're not sure whether – they don't even know how to calculate whether this deal is profitable, or they don't know how to do job folders to see if a certain project is profitable, or they're not managing their financial statements in a way that tells them that they're profitable in any quarter, any 6 month period. What do you think,
Jim? I see that all too often with small business folks. At a meeting just recently with a fellow that says, you know, I've got this contract and it's becoming the product line is seems to be profitable, but I feel like I'm losing control of my entire business as I put more and more of my eggs into this one basket. What do I do? Well, at that point, there were very few choices. One is, first of all, actually sit down and calculate what the implications are financially. And if you need an accountant to help you do that, you really need to take the time to sort it out.
Because otherwise you're just really, literally living on borrowed time, as my dad would have said. He used to tell me when I get into trouble and let my mouth overload my backside, as he used to say. He'd say, "Son, you're on borrowed time. if you're operating your business like Steve just described, you're on borrowed time, aren't you?"
Well, that's exactly right. And if you don't know if a business deal is a good one for you, you better sit down and do the math and then get somebody to help you do that math right. before you get mm-hmm. yourself locked into it to the point where your entire business is dependent on it.
The whole idea here, folks, is yes, we want you to have momentum. We want you to grow your business. We want you to feel like you're being successful and that you're accomplishing something. But do it in a quality way. Do it in a way that the cash, where the payments are the payments are coming in from the customers, so that you can sustain your cash flow. And do it in a way that the deals are profitable, so that you can sustain your business long term. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to do that. You've got to do the math, and it's all bookkeeping.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.